He is the Yorkshire cricket coach. It's Richard Pyra, who's on the phone with me right now. You all right there, Richard?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful, thank you. I'm pretty sure you've had an interesting weekend catching with all this, but your reaction, just as this news broke, of yes and a big exclamation mark on your Twitter, you're a happy boy about this situation, aren't you? Just tell me what your reaction was sort of inside and what kind of thoughts you've got on the potential sale of Leeds United.
Yeah, I've been a lifelong fan of the club, and you know, over the last couple of years, it hasn't been run very well. And I think when I heard the news, I just thought, you know, that couldn't be any better for the club. You know, somebody coming in who was doing things for the right things, and you know, somebody who loves the club, which the fans do. So it's just a win-win for me. But you know, coming from a club that's been successful at the moment within Yorkshire cricket, you know, it hasn't just happened overnight. So I think now we just need to get the right owners in, and then you know, have some stability for a couple of years, and then build on that, and then I'm sure success will come.
Richard, really interesting use of phrase there, the word stability. It's something, obviously, we all know Yorkshire County Cricket Club have had it for the last couple of years. It's something which really is must need now at Leeds United.
It is. I mean, you can't run a sports club, you know, changing your boss or your coach every couple of months. The players don't know what's happening. I mean, we've had success over the last couple of years, but it hasn't just come overnight. That we've been working at that for a lot of years. So, you know, changing things month in, month out, you're not going to get success. So I think, you know, whoever comes in has got to give the coach, the head coach, the manager, the stability he needs, and he can build and go forward then, because it's a club that should be doing a lot better than it is.
Now, I've already mentioned there that there's the stability on the horizon, but it's still a bit unsure of who is going to be taking over. Now, obviously, Leeds Fans United are the ones which quite a lot of people want in, because fan ownership would be quite amazing. But there still is a chance that another party could get involved. Would you like to see the Leeds Fans United group get in there, or are you just happy enough for anybody who's got the right money, the right ideas to come in and take this club forward?
Yeah, I'd love to see the fans get a hold of it, you know. We've got the most passionate fans in the country. Every time we go to Elland Road, you know, everyone comments on how good the fans are. So I think, you know, if the fans get involved, they'll be making decisions for what they believe is right for the club. I've been listening to the radio this afternoon in my car, and I've heard a few ex-players say, you know, I wish at our club. Somebody mentioned Aston Villa. Said, I wish the fans would have got hold of that club a couple of years ago, and they wouldn't be in the state they are in now. So, yeah, let's get the fans in. They love the place, and I'm sure they'll make the right decisions for the club then.
I'm pretty sure, I was speculating about this really on Friday, that this decision from Massimo Cellino kind of says that he's been told that his appeal's going to fail. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he's not the type of person to come out and admit that, though. So it sounds that way. And you know, somebody who loves the club, I think it's the right thing now. It's just not working on and off the field, so a change is needed.
And Rich, looking at yourself, I mean, it's going to be a bit busy year, that benefit year now in place. Just first of all, how much does it mean that you were awarded this?
Say that again, sorry, I just lost you there.
How much does it mean that you were awarded the benefit year?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, I've been a Yorkshire lad and played for the club since I was 12 years old. To be awarded a benefit year and be recognised for my services to the club is, you know, I'm very proud of it. I'll be quite glad when it's finished. It's been a lot of hard work. I've been asking a lot of favours of the lads over this year, but it's been a great year. The supporters have come out and support me really well, so I can't ask any more really.
And of course, being a part of the Yorkshire Cricket County setup, it is a case, you know, it's been another incredible year for the side. Just immediately, I know there's a couple of months till it begins again, just what are the initial aims for the year?
Well, I think as a club, we just don't want to go and win the league once or twice and be known for that. We want to be known as, this group of players want to be known as matching the greatest in the past. So we want to go and win it, you know, a number of times in the next 10 years. So it's important for us now that we train even harder, we're fitter and stronger than we ever have been, because teams are going to come out and try and beat us and make it hard for them to beat us. So, you know, but it's also important that we start integrating some of our younger lads. We've got quite a senior bowling lineup now, and I think if we're going to have success over a number of years now, it's important that we get the younger lads in at certain periods of next season, just to blood them for when the senior lads are finished.
I've heard this term before, actually, when it's referred to Yorkshire Cricket Club. It's the start of a dynasty, really, this, isn't it? You want to continue winning and win this championship as many times as possible now.
Yeah, definitely. We, like I said, we want to go down as one of the great teams in the club's history. But I think, you know, on the other side of that, we've been very disappointed in one-day cricket and 2020 cricket. So if we can put that right and start performing in them, as well as carry on winning the championship, you know, I think there's no reason why we can't, especially in all formats. But, yeah, the aim is to carry on winning and then start winning in all formats.
Yeah, it's been some season for Yorkshire Cricket Club without a shadow of a doubt, and that championship win was absolutely amazing. We had loads of reactions to that on air here. Plenty of people getting very, very excited about it. Heading back to Leeds United for one final thought, what are your thoughts on the rest of this season going forward now? Where can you see the club ending up?
Well, I just hope that, you know, if this takeover does happen, it gives us a bit of a kickstart to the season, because we haven't really got going this year yet. And you can already see with talk around the club of a takeover that the fans are starting to get a little bit excited now. So come Tuesday night against Cardiff, I think there'll be a good atmosphere, and hopefully it'll just kickstart our season, because, you know, we don't want to be fighting relegation this year. We're a better club than that. We've got a better team than that. So, you know, who knows what could happen from here now.
Of course, you need those points on the board, and you'll be able to hear that game here live on Radio Yorkshire on DAB across the White Rose County. Richard, thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope that benefit year goes absolutely brilliant for you and everything that comes out of it.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.